All right, this week's parsha. There is the last mitzvah in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, and it is v'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazayis. Max will sing us the solo.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So it has the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The lashon of the pasuk is this, it says Kisvu Lachem, it says Shira Hazayis. Rashi learns Shira is going on Parshas Hazinu. So according to Rashi, it does not say that there is a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah. Maybe it's a mitzvah to write Parshas Hazinu, which that would be a lot cheaper and easier to do. But the Rambam learns not like that. The Rambam learns Shira here means Torah. He explains why it's called Shira. Some want to say Torah says Zis and Geshmak. The whole Torah is called a Shira. But Lamaisa, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Yud Ches, Chai, Siva Shiakol Ish Mimenu Sefer Torah La'atzmai. Everyone has to have their own Sefer Torah. It doesn't say what age it starts, so it probably starts at age 13, little boy. So maybe your father should not buy you a Sefer Torah, but you buy your own Sefer Torah, because it doesn't help if you have one from your father. The Rambam goes on, the Gemara say that Sefer Torah means each person has to have and write their own Sefer Torah. And it doesn't matter if you got one from Yerusha, even if you got one from your father, it doesn't matter. Every kid has to have a Sefer Torah. There's actually one guy in my Chabur in Eretz Yisrael, for his bar mitzvah present, his parents bought him a Sefer Torah. Yink and that. But there is this mitzvah of Sefer Torah, of Ksiva Sefer Torah.
That's his parents, though.
What? Yeah, but he gave it for him. So it could be a little different. It became his. It became his own. My Binyamin, my oldest son, he leaned from that Sefer Torah for his bar mitzvah. We didn't buy him one, but we borrowed that for his bar mitzvah. But,
instead of
Jerusha,
they give it to him as a matana. Would that work?
So, what we're going to see soon, you have to write it. It's enough to buy it. So we'll talk about it in a little bit. But there is this mitzvah over here of Ksiva Sefer Torah. I'll tell you a very interesting personal story. Someone called me up about 10 years ago, a Baal HaBas, a good from Yerei Shemayim, called me up and said that he wants to write a Sefer Torah. He's doing well in business, and he wants to write a Sefer Torah. He said, I should help him out, find the Sefer, I said, no. I said, why are you only interested in writing a Sefer Torah? Why aren't you interested in supporting living Sefer Torah? You have a kailo, you run a kailo yet? No. Do you support a kailo? Not really. I said, this thing after my Rebbe, that you could support living Sefer Torah instead of writing a Sefer Torah to sit in the Aron HaKodesh. So after he got that conversation from me, he didn't call me again about the Sefer Torah for a little bit. But I got a call back from that person a few months later. I said, do you want to open up a kailo? I said, now we're talking. And that's actually where my kailo came from, because I told him no to the Sefer Torah. So he called me back and said, what about a kailo? So you see, first of all, I got that from my Rebbe. My Rebbe actioned very strongly, not anti-writing Sefer Torah, but that's not the priority. So even though I'm about to give a shiur about writing Sefer Torah, realize the priority is not writing necessarily Sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah, which we'll see, but supporting living Sefer Torah, and that's actually how my kailo started. After he started the kailo, he called me back a few years later and said, now the kailo is good. I said, yeah, the kailo is good. Now can I write a Sefer Torah? I said, what about buying a house for the right? Then he said that he didn't want to do. But then he did write. Then he did write his own Sefer Torah. Finally, So the Rambam does list it. The Rambam does list the writing a Sefer Torah as a mitzvah, and he goes through some details. What I want to discuss a little bit over here is halacha lemaisa. Is it a mitzvah? Should we do it? Has anyone ever been by hachnasa Sefer Torah and by the last ois? Do they make a bracha? Why not? It's a mitzvah, daraisa, running a Sefer Torah.
Is it really daraisa or is it not?
I just read it from a pasuk. You know, I wasn't making that up. The pasuk says, Ata kisu lachem, the Rambam Sefer mitzvah, Yud Ches, mitzvah Yud Ches Chai. The Rambam lists this as one of the 613. That means it's daraisa. Yeah, but the Rambam is a Rambam. And for Sammy, who's not so convinced, Zakta Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Zakta Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ayin Reish, otherwise known as Reish Ayin, but we don't want to talk about anything bad. So it's Simen Ayin Reish. mitzvah asay al kol ish mi Yisrael lichtoiv lo sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah on every Jew to write a sefer Torah. Ve'afilu hinichelo avosav. Even if your parents left behind a sefer Torah for him, mitzvah lichtoiv mishaloi. You have to write one. So there's a mitzvah asay daraisa to write a sefer Torah. So first of all, we have to know, right? We're very good from people. How come we're not all running to write a sefer Torah? A, B, I've been by a few, I've never heard a bracha made. Why do we not make a bracha by them? So I'm going to read you the next tip in Shulchan Aruch. Next tip says, Ha'idna, nowadays, mitzvah lichtayv chum shei Torah, u mishnah, u gemara, u perusheim. Nowadays, a mitzvah to write chumashim, mishnayis, Gemara, and your notes on Shir. I just read the words. I'm stupid. I read the words. Listen. Ha'inna, nowadays, mitzvah, lechtai, chum shei Torah, u mishnah, u gemara, u perushayin. Now it's a mitzvah to go ahead and write Gemara and your Shir notes. It's a mitzvah. How about we have hachnasas notebook, right? Let's go, everyone, to go write their notebooks on Shir and then dance around with flashing lights and fire. Why don't we do that? And the Shulchan Aruch says that's a mitzvah too. So it's actually a big machlokes here. When the Shulchan Aruch is saying that, does he mean it's no longer a mitzvah to write Sefer Torah? Ha'inna, nowadays, it's not a mitzvah to write Sefer Torah. Nowadays, it's a mitzvah to write Chumash and Gemara and Mishnah and notes. It's a machlokes here in Nosi Kalim, Shach Taz. How to learn them Shulchan Aruch. So the Maya said there is definitely now, even though everyone agrees the Torah said to write Sefer Torah, the mitzvah statement to write Sefer Torah, Sammy was machaving that today maybe it's not. And the Shai is, why not? What changed? Is there a mitzvah? Is there no mitzvah? Bracha, no bracha? Macha bracha, mach nishkin bracha? What should we do? So there's a hakir in the belt. What's the pshat in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, right? Is the pshat just regular maisa ksiva? There's a mitzvah. Go ahead and write the sefer Torah. Or no, the whole pshat behind the ksiva sefer Torah is that you should have something to learn from. Back in the day, they didn't have Julio Lopez in the Lower East Side pushing buttons and printing a lot of svarim. So how did they have anything to learn? They wrote with their own ink, with their own pen. They wrote the sefer Torah, and they learned from the sefer Torah. They would take out the Arnei Kodesh. It wasn't once a day, once a week. That's how they would learn. They would learn from the Sefer Torah. But nowadays, that we don't learn from the Sefer Torah, so perhaps things have changed. And therefore, some want to say that since we don't learn anymore from the Sefer Torah, it's no longer a mitzvah to write it. The whole mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah was only because we needed something to learn from. So that's one mahalach in the belt, that the chakira was a pshat in the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah alone, or it's a mitzvah to learn. So if it's a mitzvah, if you say that it's a mitzvah to learn from it, nowadays we don't learn from it anyway, therefore it's fine. Because what happened was, Max, there was an iser to write down Torah, but because we're all dopes, we're going to forget our learning, we're not going to learn anything. Therefore, Eis Las Lashem, we're going against the rules, and we're allowed now to write down all that Torah. Eis Las Lashem, when there's a need, do it. Torah would have been forgotten by Israel. And therefore, there's a heter, it's mutter, to go ahead and write down all Torah. And therefore, we now have books and svarim and everything printed and written. And therefore, maybe there's no need to write Sefer Torah. That's the tumult, that's the rhythm amongst the Paiskin. The Shagas Aryeh comes from left field with a different mahalach. He wants to come and say that it's not necessarily because of this rhythm that we're talking about, but there's another thing, which is a Gemara and a Kiddushin, which I think you guys learned, I'm not sure, at some point. The Gemara and Kiddushin says, and if you didn't learn it, you should learn it. The Gemara and Kiddushin, Daf, Lamed. Max is on the ball. The Gemara and Kiddushin on Daf Lamed says that nowadays, and when we say nowadays, he was talking about Damarayim. Damarayim were not Bekiyin in Chaserais v'yaserais. What's a chaser? What's a yeser? Some letters are written with the vav, without a vav, with yud, without a yud, with an al, without an al. Different letters, different words are spelled differently. So we're not bekeem in that. And therefore, zat shakas aryeh, even though, a quick recap, even though there was a misa d'araisa to raisa v'tayra, and it definitely was and is a misa asay, and the Rambam counts it, but, and even if you're not going to learn from it, like we said, perhaps, still, there may not be a misa to do it today because we're not going to do it right. A sefer Torah that's missing one letter is puzzle. And therefore, whether letters should be chaser or yeser is mesira, halacha moshe Sinai, that has to be done a certain way. So if we're not going to do it the right way, therefore we're not yotze. It's not a good sefer Torah. So zata shagas aryeh. Shagas aryeh is brought down. It's in his sefer shagas aryeh, but it's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Pisrei Tshuva brings it down. And he says, his man is that Kevin Danan lo bekiinan the chaseres v'yaseres by way sefer Torah shachaser yaser afilu ois achas psula em kain ein biadenu l'kayim mitzvazu. We have no choice. It's not that we don't want to. It's not that it doesn't exist. It exists. Just we can't do it. And therefore, zat shakas aryeh. That could be one reason that we don't run after it. That could be a reason why you don't have to run after it. And that probably is the reason why we don't make a bracha. Right? I've never seen anyone make a bracha on it, because how can you make a bracha on the mitzvah? It's a sefer Torah. It may be a sefer Torah, which is puzzle. Now, what? That's right. Great question, right? Yaakov, that's a great question. We're going to get that in a second. Right? Very good. So we have now, yes, there's a mitzvah. Yes, it may have changed. Yes, we should still do it, maybe. But lemaisa, no bracha, because probably we're not doing it right. So therefore, what Yaakov is asking, so then, why do we even try? Like, if we're not going to get it right anyway, so why even try? If I know you're not going to be happy with what I'm going to write, if it's not going to be kosher, so why should I even write in the first place? So, it's a great question. The idea is, though, we got to do our best. And even though we definitely don't have the right Messiah on Messiah's Messiah's, we're going to do what our father did, what his father did, what our father did. And what? Maybe we got it right. Maybe we will have it. What? What do you mean? That's something, yeah, I hear that point. What is that? There must have been a break in the chain. That same Messiah that had the right Messiah was lost. Now, but what? So I want to digress now. So that's just where things start from the parsha. That yes, there's a mitzvah lemaisa. So when you go to the Nes Hachnasa Sefer Torah, and everyone's dancing and singing, just think to yourself, it's actually probably is puzzle, and maybe you shouldn't be singing and dancing. But what? What did you say? There. 1 second. There, I don't know. Are there any chaseros and seros in four? But no. We know some words are subject to it, and we don't know which one it is. But I don't know if the four parshas in Tefillin are subject to the chaseros and seros. That I've never heard. Chaseros and seros means different added letters or missing letters. Some sefer Torah is supposed to be written with the vav, without a vav, with the yod, without a yod, without that. So therefore, it could be some words are extra and shouldn't be. Some words are missing. They shouldn't be.
Letters.
But by tefillin. By not words. But by tefillin. You and I don't darshan anyway, but the Amoraim do, and they had the mitzvah. But anyway, so that's just a little bit background of what's going on with the mitzvah of Sefer Torah today. So when you do go to Hachnasa Sefer Torah, have that in mind and realize that he didn't make a bracha on it. He may have spent $50,000, but he didn't make a bracha on that mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah today? It's a machlokes apayskin. Lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. It's a machlokes apayskin. If there is a mitzvah today because of this shaila. Others want to say, stop it, what Yaakov is saying, which is, we do the best we can, we're machlokes on everything that we can, because we're going with the mitzvah that we have, and therefore, based on the mitzvah that we have today, I got you, Sammy, a second, based on the mitzvah that we have today, it will be as kosher as we can make it, and that's good enough for us, and that's our mitzvah, and do it, just not enough to make a bracha on it.
There are mitzvahs that we do today that we do not make a bracha on.
Like?
Kibra Avim.
So Sammy's tapping into another schmooze, maybe for next Friday, but no one will be here, which is, like everyone's here today, but you guys at least won't be here next Friday, rather. Who knows? But which is, Sammy's right. I'm discussing a bracha and making the assumption that every mitzvah say deraisa gets a bracha. Now the assumption is pretty good because really they do. However, like every rule, there are exceptions to the rule. Sammy's asking to keep it over aim. You could also ask tzedakah. What the Tshuvas HaRashba says is that all mitzvahs that are being Adam lechavero don't get brachas. Now they're casting that rule and more rules, other rules, but there are the rule is mitzvahs they get brachas. And there are plenty of exceptions, but things that are involved with other people don't get brachas. One reason is because maybe he won't accept it. How can I make a bracha? You want to bring your father a drink? Maybe your father accepts it, maybe he won't accept it. How can I make the bracha? Bracha, I'll keep it over. I don't want that, Sammy. Get it out of here. You don't know if it's going to work. What? Anyway, so that's just one answer out there. But the rule is, Ksiva Sefer Torah should have been one of the mitzvahs that gets the bracha. But Lamaise is not brought down anywhere, and I'm assuming this is why. Now, I want to go into a different twist on this, which came up last week, which is really fun. Anyone hear about Kare? That's a... Yaakov's about Kare. So here's a question. Oh, you're going to be about Kare next week. Okay. Ooh. Nice. We have a new about Kare coming. So here is something which is really sticky. Anytime you want to be about Kare, you want to freak everybody out. There is a chiv when you lean from the Torah that you actually have to see the words and read the words. And you're not a lane by heart, right? Baal Peh, by Megillah, by Sefer Torah. You're not a lane Baal Peh. So, for shtick, or for lumdis, or to bring out the shayla, there are certain words, right? So we were talking about words that were misspelled a little bit, missing an aleph, missing a vav. But there are certain words that the way we read them is not the way that they are written at all. Now, we had in last week's parasha Kisavo, Batachayrim, and as you notice in the Teichicha, there are certain words, it's written Vafelim, and we read about the Batachayrim, completely different word. It's not even close. So the question is, can the Baal Kare, when he gets up to that word, close the Sefer Torah and say the word, look up at the Olam, Batachayrim, and then go back in? Like, really? Like, what? He's not looking inside. Now, that may sound funny, and it really is, but there is another scenario which comes up every Parsha. Shem Hashem. And this is what I really want to talk about a little bit. Shem Hashem. How do you write the Shem Hashem in the Torah? With a Yud, a K, otherwise known as a Hey, then a Vav, and another K known as a Hey. Those are the letters of Hashem's name, and that's how it is and has to be written in the Sefer Torah. Yet, you do not and cannot and should not pronounce it the way it's written. Right, if you say, so you just done a big aveira, right? We don't do that. They would only do that in Beis HaMikdash. In Kippur, they would do it. But that's not a word we pronounce. So what's going on over here? It's written Yudkei Vavkei. Yet the way it's pronounced is not Yudkei Vavkei. It's pronounced Aleph Dalet. Right? Ado is how we pronounce that word. Well, what does that pronunciation have to do with that word? So can every Baal Kare, when he gets up to Shem Hashem, Stoltz out the Olam, close the Sefer Torah, Ado, and then continue. Right? What would happen? Is he right? Is he allowed to do that? It's super duper shtick. You want to be a Baal Kare, maybe you want to do it just for this. Yeah, I talked to Abraham. See if you can do it. What's the lumdus behind it, right? So again, we started with a Sefer Torah has to be written, has to be kosher, da da. Now we're moving on that when you're reading from the Sefer Torah, even though you wrote it well, but the way it's written is not the way it is pronounced. And is that a problem? It's definitely not a problem, right? That's how we're supposed to do it. But, what?
You're not reading the word.
I'm not reading the word. But I can't read the word because the way the word is written is not the way I'm supposed to read it anyway. So do I even have to, like, play the game? I'm going to look inside. Ado. It doesn't say Ado there. It says Yuh. Right? It doesn't say Ado. So what am I doing? So let me tell you. I'm going to read your Shulchan Aruch over here. In Simen Kuf, Mem, Aleph, Sif, Ches. Kol teva shehi kriuksiv. Any letter that is a kriuksiv. What's kriuksiv means? It's one way it's written, one way it's pronounced. Halacha l'moshe misinai shetehei nechteves kemo shehi b'Torah. So halacha l'moshe misinai that it should be written the way it is in the Torah. V'nikreis, and it should be pronounced b'inin acher. You have to write it the way the Torah says to write it and pronounce it through Mesaira. And that's Halacha Moshe Sinai. That's our Mesaira. Torah is given over at Rebbe Talmud, Rebbe Talmud. We were told, write it like that and read it like that. And it says a story. Umaisa Bacha, Shulchan Aruch is a storyteller over here. Maisa Acha, he rarely does this. Rare. But Shulchan Aruch to tell Maisa. Maisa Be'acha, Shakara Kamoshi Ksuva B'fnei G'dol Yadar. He's going the other direction. There was a Maisa where someone read it the way it was written. And he was not, he didn't just do it Stam, he didn't find all the G'dol Yadar. This Baal Kari got up there and read it the way it's written, not the way it's supposed to be pronounced. And who were the Rabbanim? Reb Yitzchak Abuav, and Reb Avraham Valansi, and Reb Shmuel Valansi, the son. So in front of three G'dol Yadar, V'hisrubo, they warned him. They said, don't you dare do that. Sheyikra kefi ha-Mesaira. You better read it the way the Mesaira says. V'lo ratza. He didn't want to do it. So what did they do to him? Killed it. No. Viniduhu, v'huidu v'teva. They put him into Dizoy and they took him out of the box. They took him out. They fired him. I'm assuming in front of everyone. So, but this is a Maisa in the other direction. This is a Maisa where he was reading it the way it was written and not the way it's supposed to be pronounced. So we have obviously the Shulchan Aruch saying that's not what he's supposed to do. Instead, what you are supposed to do is read it the way it's supposed to be read, even though that's not the way it's supposed to be written. So what I'm clearing is, at this point, that I don't want to be fired and put into Nidoy, and I'm going to read it the way it's not written, is there even an Indian for me to look at? What? Nidoy is excommunication. So what's very interesting like this. There's right over here from the Shar Ephraim. Shar Ephraim wrote one of the masterpieces on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, Zot the Shar Ephraim, Mikol Makayim, Mamash Arshayla, Mikol Makayim, Sark Shayiras at Teva Haksuva B'Sever B'Shas Kriyasai, Kimayam Messiah. Even though you're reading it one way, you have to look inside and see how it is written. That is the Chiv you have as a Baal Kari. Then other Sfarim come after him and say, well, it's L'Chachila, but B'Diavid, it's okay. If you don't, I mean, the Shai Ephraim said to look inside even though it's not the word. And others want to say afterwards, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, right? Rav Osner wants to say that Ein Hachorach, he doesn't really mean it's Ma'akev V'Yaved, Afshir Ein Kavanas L'Chachila. So the Rav Osner is watering this down and saying, nah, not so fast. Meaning it's not the biggest deal if you don't look inside. L'Chachila, maybe look inside, probably not to spook people out. But V'Yaved is for sure Yotze. Now, what I wanted to bring a raya or just give a gizunta briska rav. He says like this, what's with the Shem Hashem? Right, so like we mentioned before, the Shem Hashem, that's every Shem Hashem, it's not just a Kriya Ksiv, every Shem Hashem is written one way, pronounced another way. So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf, not Lamed. Daf, Ayin Aleph. You didn't get this far. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf, Ayin Aleph says, Zeh Shemi Loilam, brings the Pasuk in Shemais. Zeh Shemi Lo'olam, and Lo'olam Siv. It's written without the Vav, Lo'olam. And the Gemara makes a drasha. Lo kishani nechtav ani nekra. Not the way that I am written, am I called. Nechtav ani, I am written by Yud K, I am written with the Yud K Vav K, v'nikra, and I am read by Aleph Dalet. So this is the Gemara that the Shem Hashem should be read one way and written another way. So the Briska Rav has a Shaila Chakira. He's claiming that maybe it's a drush on the Pasuk, but Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way you read Yud Kei Vav Kei is Ado. But that's the way you read it, right? We were all taught how to read in whatever we were taught how to read, kindergarten, nursery, Comet, Aleph, but when they taught how to read Yud Kei Vav Kei, it goes like this. Yud, Ah, Kei, Duh, Va, Na, Hei, E. Every letter of the Shem Havaya is supposed to be read different than all the other letters. But that's how it's supposed to be read. You hear the juice over here?
Obviously, look inside.
What?
Obviously, look inside.
Right. So the way the Briska Rav is trying to say that Yud Kei Vav Kei has a certain way to read it. And that's Lashon the Gemara. The Gemara says, the way I'm read is like this. But that's the way you read Yud Kei Vav Kei. You read it Ado. So therefore, it could be like this. That the raid is every kriuk siv and Shem Hashem may work differently. So the Shai Ephraim wants to say you should look inside by all of them. Rav Uzner wants to say that maybe it's not ma'akei by all of them. What we could add is someone bring a raya but Shem Hashem. We see Shem Hashem. You never. But could be Shem Hashem is a chiddush gadol that you have to look inside. And maybe, I'll tell you, maybe it's ma'akid, even if the other ones are not ma'akid, maybe this is ma'akid, because that's how you read the Shem Hashem. Okay, that's a wrap on that. I have a few more minutes until the Shiva gets here. Some guys were asking me a lot about waiting 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours, 5 hours, and 1 minute. I'll just tell you where this comes from. And then you guys will pick, do whatever you guys want to do. Right, it's important to know whenever you have shilas, don't just take someone's word for it. Look everything up. You'll get a lot smarter. You'll see where things are coming from. All right. Anyway, where's the mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah? That's good. Ramam Sefer Mitzvahs. Yerchas. Okay. Look things up. I'm a liar. Maybe it's not even true. Okay. Take a look and see if it's actually there. But anyway, that was that raid. Yeah. So as far as kashrus, so as far as waiting 3 hours or 6 hours. So it all starts in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf, Kuf, Hey, 105, okay? Kuf, Hey. That's where it all starts. And the Gemara over here says, Meisim, eating meat after chicken, cheese after meat. And the Gemara says like this, Achal basar, if you eat meat, asar lachal gvina, it's asar to eat cheese. Gvina, if you have cheese, mutter lachol basar. If you have cheese, it's mutter to eat meat. Interesting. What? Like desire. Anyway, the Gemara. This is the Gemara over here. The Gemara comes back and forth. The Gemara says like this. It comes out that gufa amar chesda achol basar as lachol bina. If you ate meat, you cannot have cheese. And the Gemara says why? Because you have basar bein shinai, you may have some meat in between your teeth. And the Gemara says, how long you have to wait and tell stories? And the Gemara is psak, and this is the psak of the Gemara. Lo yachilna, don't eat cheese, lesudasa achrisa, until the next suda. So that is it. That is the Gemara. The Gemara says, how long you need to wait? Sudasa achrina, the next suda. Now comes Rishayim, and everyone wants to know, what does the next suda mean? Taisa says, don't tell me it means you had breakfast in the morning and then the next suda is at night, which would require you to wait like 12 hours in between. That would be really severe. Everyone would have no pleasure ever. But the Torah is saying that's not what it means. It doesn't mean to the suda from the morning to the night. Zat the Shulchan Aruch. Immediately, once you clear the table and you benched, you're on to the next suda. So according to Shulchan Aruch, according to Taisis, when it says the Gemara is passing, I don't have to wait. It's the next Suda, it means the next Suda. Clear the table and start the next Suda, and that's good. That's as long as you have to wait. The Rambam, when he brings it down, the Rambam says like this. Mi sha'achal, right, everyone, what's the sheet of the Rambam? People know this, I think. What's the sheet of the Rambam? How long have to wait? What? What?
Three? Six?
One hour.
Come on. The Rambam. Everyone quotes this Rambam. There's a Shita. There's a Shita in Yeshivas Lakewood. Yeshivas Lakewood. BMG goes with this Shita. Anyone ever eaten BMG?
5 hours, 1 minute.
5 hours, 1 minute. I ate in BMG and I starved because they only wait 5 hours and 1 minute. I wait six. So dinner was always milchig, always 5 hours and 1 minute after fleishig lunch, and therefore half the yeshiva doesn't eat dinner there because they can't. But the yeshiva's minhag is 5 hours and 1 minute, and it comes from this Rambam. Dr. Rambam, Misha achal basar betchila, bein basar behema, bein basar oif, lo yoichal achav chalav, ad sheyisha b'neim, kidei shir suda cheres. So you have to wait the shir of a suda, like the Gemara says, v'hu kimo sheishos. The Rambam says, well, how long do you have to wait? Kamo sheish shos. Like 6 hours. So what does like 6 hours mean? So if Aaron Cutler held 5 hours, 1 minute. That's what kamo sheish shos means. Anyway, others of them are saying no, it means 5 and a half. Means 5 and 31. I don't know what it means. 5. I don't know what other sheet is. But the point is, what I wanted to get you guys smart is we've seen three things so far. We have a Gemara that says the next Suda. We have Taisus which says it doesn't mean morning to night. It means the next Suda. According to Taisus, you don't need to wait any time. Just clear and bench. We have the Rambam that put the words Kemo Sheish Shos. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch for the grand finale. I'm gonna take up all the spots so when that Shulchan comes in. I'll think of it. The grand finale of the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Achal Basar, Afilu Shochay Ve'Oif Lo Yoch Agbina Acharav Ad Sheyisha Sheish Shos. He does not say Kimo. He does not say Suda. He says Sheish Shos. So we have fascinating Gemara saying Suda, Taisa saying the next Suda 1 minute later, Rambam saying like 6 hours. And then comes the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and says, Sheish Shos. So that is why many holy Jews wait 6 hours and not 5 and 1 because of the Shulchan Aruch. But, Vas,
why
do you have to wait is another shmooze, either because it's stuck in between your teeth or because it's so fatty, it's like in your kishkas, it doesn't get out until 6 hours. But,
it should vary by like 8, like
20
minutes.
Could be. But I can't let you leave that. Let me just tell you the Ramah, because the Ramah is a game changer. Zak the Ramah. Listen to this Ramah. This Ramah will change your lives, but it really shouldn't, because don't change a minhag. But here's what the Ramah says. V'haminhag ha-pashut b'mendinos elu la-hamtin achar achilas basar. How long should you wait according to the Ramah?
1 hour.
Bye. Shah Achaz. The Ramah says the minhag to wait. The minhag. 1 minute, let me tell you. I'm going to make you smart in a second. So the Ramah says the minhag to wait after Basar is Shah Achaz. He says you should also bench. But Ramah said Shah Achaz. Wow. Then he brings it at the end, V'yesh medaktikim lahamtin sheish shos. There are those that are medaktik 6 hours. V'chein nachon lasois. So we have the Ramah playing with us a little bit. He's saying, minhag pashut was 1 hour. But v'yesh medaktikim 6. V'chein nachon lasois. That you are able, you proper, it's proper fitting for you to do that. So lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. Here's what comes out, right? The Olam has heard of the Yaki Minhagim, right? The Yakis wait 3 hours. There are those that are from Holland or Amsterdam that wait 1 hour. There are those who had a stopover once in their lifetime in Amsterdam. They also wait 1 hour. But where does it come from? It comes from not because they're just Bali Taiva. It comes from this Ramah that they should realize that. When you, whatever you're going to do, again, I'm a big fan, my rabbi's a big fan, keep your minhagim. But at least know where things are born from and then follow your minhag. What's born from is the chiyuv. The Gemara's psak is the next Suda. The next Suda, according to the Rambam, means 5 hours and 1 minute. According to Taisus, it means the next Suda. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it means 6 hours. The Ramah says 1 hour. But the Ramah is a fan of 6 hours, and Lamaisa, each person follows the Minhagim, because of all these Ibn Shitas, is where it came about, Amsterdam doing 1, and Germany doing 3, Russia and Poland doing 6. Now there is besides the Nafka Mina, you should follow your Minhagim, there is a very, I don't know, Nogea, but definitely very relevant halacha, is let's say you made the bracha, right? You finished your shawarma, and then someone tempts you with a beautiful ice cream cone. Oh. And you make your shahakal niya bidvaro, and you realize, I'm fleishik. So what should you do? What should you do?
Eat it.
Racha levatala, minhag, eat it, taisvis. So what do you do? Lamais, lamais, is a big shayla. What? So the big shaila, what to do over here? The best is you made the bracha. Don't talk for the next 6 hours and just hold it. That what? No, you're das the whole time with an ice cream cone. But really, what lemaisa, right? Imagine that. That'd be a really good picture. Okay, but lemaisa, what the halacha is, if it's within the first hour, say Baruch Shem Kivayd Machusay Leilam Ba'ed, because you do not want to eat milchik within the first hour, because that's the lowest sheet that brought in halacha the Ramah. 1 hour. But, 1 second, it's true, Taisis, but he's not brought down in halacha. And the Ramah brings down 1 hour, not the next Suda. And therefore, if you made a bracha and it's taif 1 hour, Baruch Shem. If it is after that 1 hour, so then you can go ahead and take a lick of the ice cream. However, how many licks of that ice cream cone can you take? Ooh. So this
once you take one, you can just...
Oh, so Sammy Paskin wants you take one, just finish it. So let me tell you something, once we're here, where's Rashiva? Once we're here, Rashiva, if you're here, you come anytime. I'm just like going on. But if what's it called? If you made the shahakal, so after the hour, right, so after the hour we're saying take a lick, and that way your bracha will not be bracha lebatala. But can you take a second lick? That is a big machlekes. Rabbi Wiener against many other Paiskin. To be fair, Sammy is a good Talmud of Rabbi Wiener, and Rabbi Wiener holds that once you ate milk after the meat, you can continue. And Rabbi Wiener is a Paiskin Yeshiva, and that's the psak. But you should know, there are other people out there that may and are not so fond of that psak. Right. And Rabbi Reuben wants me to highlight that if you're going to listen to Rabbi Wiener on this one, you got to listen to all the other ones as well. But you should know, many other Paiskim hold that that's not true, and that even if you took a lick, you got to stop in your tracks. But...
just the ice cream or every...
Anything. Anything. Any milk. Okay, I am done. Have a good day. Bye, Gitchavis.